Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello? Just like that, but there's no shouting.
I'll say, maybe, good evening.
No, but it could be in the morning.
It could be in the morning.
People listen to this and they've got morning glories. I just know it. I just know it, don't you?
Okay, I'm going to turn yours back up.
I told you.
Just don't shout again.
Hello. It's Jakey Baby here. And welcome to season two of... Get Your Wellies Out! The podcast where we attempt, emphasis on attempt, to give you advice on your fucked up lives. Whether that's about sex, relationships, love, or willies. Now, season two, she's going to be done a little bit different because, you know what, I can't lie, guys, last time I did get in a little bit of trouble with producer Tom, just for some things that I said, how I said things, how I pronounced things, the fact that I couldn't read certain words. He did say it did bring the podcast down a little bit of a notch. So, season two is going to be a little bit different. So,
how many times can you say so?
Right, I've not finished, so give it a rest.
Spoilers, nope, it's me.
No, shh. I have had to bring my childminder along with me this time. Someone who basically can look out for me, you know, make sure I'm saying the right things, pronouncing words right, and just, you know, overall, just giving the best that I can. So, without further ado, we're going to have to introduce... Producer Tom.
Everyone's like, wow. Pretends to be shocked.
Oh my god, Producer Tom. Wow, such a good, high profile guest.
Big names. So, well, everyone knows who I am now, so you don't have to interview me in any way. Most of the hard work is sort of, you know, you don't actually have to do that anymore.
What do I do then?
You just didn't look pretty.
And that's really hard. Difficult. It was quite a long Christmas. I indulged. Yeah, she indulged.
I had to reinforce that stool.
So we had to do, use some thick duct tape to keep the stool together whilst Jake's out on it today. He went to Gran Canaria for a weekend. It was all inclusive.
I thought you were going to say thick duct tape around to keep
around
it all
waist.
Tied in. God. So it's not popping out.
Excuse me.
Bless you. I've got some willies here for you, Jake.
Jakey Baby.
Big ones.
Jakey Baby, thank you.
Who's that?
It's my brand.
Branding.
It's my brand.
Hashtag branding. I've got some willies of the week for you here. Do you want to hear some?
People have written in.
And these ones that came at the very... Oh, for goodness sake. Why do you make my life so fucking hard?
I'm really sorry. No.
Oh, for...
Right, I'm so sorry. Come look at it. I'll see
it. No, I'm not moving. You've got to fix it.
Talk.
Hello.
Fine.
Sit down. Don't fucking move.
Sorry, Mom. I'm like a child.
You make me so angry.
Oh, I need to stop touching things.
I need to put you in a fucking straight jacket to make this podcast producible. For God's sake.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so I've got a few willies of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read out that we've gone paperless this season.
We love trees.
We love trees.
We love the green.
And I'm just going to read out the topics for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, we've got number one. Lonely.
Lonely. Don't have to tell me twice, darling. Don't have to tell me twice.
Okay. Here's the second one. Pay pig.
Been there.
Have ya?
I've been there.
Stop it.
It's one of the books. I've been there.
We'll talk about that later. We've got...
What?
What
we got?
Hot property.
Me, so...
And
actually me before Christmas, obviously.
Biceps and balls.
What's your favourite bees? Mm. Biceps and balls. Mm. Biceps and balls. You know what? Balls are underrated, genuine.
Do you think?
No,
I'm not really fussed about balls. All biceps, actually.
No, I like a bicep. But I'm also, more... I feel like balls, so I just think sometimes they can just look
We love Full Appreciation rules. Society, BAS.
Come and join BAS, we're very friendly. Come to BAS.
Okay, so anything, are you being drawn into any of them?
Do pay a pig, because it's relatable.
Pay a pig.
Because that has happened to me before.
Okay, so this is from Connor. He's 25 and he's from Manchester. And
Manchester.
Many apologies for our delay in getting back to you, Connor, but
Canal Street
is Connor's story. Hi, right. Gang. Stupidly, I lent my ex-boyfriend £3,000 a few months ago. You're a lucky boy to have £3,000 in the bank.
£3,000? You're balling. What's your job, first of all?
I'd like to know. He's a pay pig. he played the sympathy card, saying no one would give him a chance or a loan to start his own business due to his previous money troubles.
What's the business?
Undisclosed.
I bet it's candles.
Undisclosed.
I bet it's candles.
Avon Lady.
No, literally. No, he's literally an Avon Lady. That's the business. No, no, it's three wick candles.
Okay.
Three wick candles.
I opened a new joint account in both of our names as he couldn't open one in just his name. And he right. said he'd pay me back. Oh, so, and he said, pay me back when you start earning. I felt like a serious mug. Who's surprised?
Well, no, maybe he's selling mugs. Maybe that's the business. I felt like a serious mug. He sold me.
I felt like a serious mug when I got a statement for that account last week and discovered that not only had all of it been spent in bars and clothes shops, etc., but he'd left me in the red / overdrawn.
Not him fucking spending it in Burton's on jeans.
Not Burton.
Jeans and tops.
What a waste.
Peacocks.
He'd burnt through over £3,000 of my money on crap for himself. I bet it wasn't even nice.
It's actually not even that hard to do that, though. £3,000's not hard to spend on crap. It's not.
You're mistaken for crack.
Crap. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That is easy to spend £3,000 on crack.
Sorry.
I demanded the money back, but now he's blocked me on everything. I've even contacted his mum. Not getting in touch with his mum.
Excuse me, Mrs. Hinge. So sorry, but your son's, you know, he owes me £3,000 because he's been spending it on
crack.
Crack.
I've even contacted his mum, telling her he needs to get the money back to me. I don't want to get the police involved, but genuinely don't know what to do at this point.
999.
Can you help?
999.
Emergency.
Get the fucking police involved.
What's your emergency caller?
Not even 111.
A theft has taken place.
999. I have been robbed in broad daylight by somebody who's acted like they love me. 999.
This is his ex-boyfriend. This isn't even his current boyfriend.
Wait, so he's got a current boyfriend?
I don't think he does. But it sounds like he's a mug.
I'm sorry. I'd go straight. Where does he live? Manchester. What are the police called in Manchester?
I think Northern still called police.
Police, police. Okay, Manchester.
What's the translation
North?
Of police
Very
in
Mancunian? Right, so how do you say police in Manchester?
Police.
Police, right, police. Go straight to the police, file a report. 100%. I'm sorry.
The
you've
thing
taken
is,
it through, you're not giving it back.
The thing is, he hasn't stolen anything.
No, I've got an idea. I've got such a good idea.
Go on.
You're right. He's not selling anything because there's no agreement.
You consented.
There's
like
no
a
writing.
Mug.
You actually consented. You are a mug and he will probably sell you on Facebook. Facebook
sell
Marketplace.
Him on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, because he's a mug. that's his business, mugs. He needs to go on Judge Rinder.
Oh, that's Rinder. Good.
Anyway, Judge Rinder. Go on, Judge Rinder.
I think that's good advice because, unfortunately, in a genuine legal case, you would lose.
No, you would lose.
You've opened a joint account with someone who's then rightfully spent the money.
There's an joint account because, unfortunately, he's joint to the account.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
I have questions about why you're lending £3,000 to your ex. Like, if he was your boyfriend and you since broke up, fine.
No, I think that's what he means, though. They were boyfriends and they since broke up.
I don't think that's it.
I think you're. I don't know if he has lent £3,000 to his ex-boyfriend.
I'd have
£3,000, a couple hundred.
I wouldn't lend £3,000 to my current boyfriend.
I went £3,000.
I wouldn't buy him a bag of crisps. Let him pay his own way.
Dog eat dog world in here in London, darling. I can't be lending out £3,000.
I'm like, you want to stay over? That'll be a 20 quid.
Also, I want to know what the business was.
I'm curious.
Call me curious. Question.
Well, obviously there wasn't a business because he spent it on clothes.
Oh, I've just clocked it wasn't a business.
Well, I mean, I'd like to know what he pitched to you that convinced you to lend him £3,000.
I'm telling you now, it was one of them pyramid schemes. It was one of them fucking pyramid schemes. He was selling like Rose Infused Moisturiser.
Oh, God.
Door to door.
Not Rose.
He was. Have you seen Judge Rinder? You know, when the guy is like.
The dog.
No, I'm really sorry, Nikki. That's the cat.
I'm really sorry.
I didn't mean to. Why are you laughing? Sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. And you've got naturally liquid like a sweet.
Licky Licky.
What?
Have you not seen Licky Licky? Have you not seen Licky Licky? Oh my God. This guy, I don't know what they're arguing about, but he's like talking about these vitamins and he's like, there's one, the one that's on like, they're on two different sides and one of them's like, you can actually lick it like a sweet. And this guy just randomly goes, Licky Licky.
Someone from the like the audience?
No, or just from the opposing defendant side. And Dutch Rinder goes, I'm sorry, what? And he goes, excuse he me. Goes, I just said, Licky Licky.
And he like, went, guilty.
And everyone just kept laughing. And Dutch Rinder's like, what? And he goes, Licky Licky. He's like, doesn't explain.
That's absurd.
So I think Judge Rinder, because you're right, in a real court, you ain't got to stand on no two legs, babes, no matter how...
Someone, in a real court of law, someone's going to fine you for being an absolute fucking mug.
Yeah, literally, you'll go to prison. Mm. You'll go to prison for being walked all over, babes. It's a crime now.
Oh, Connor, I do feel bad, though, because you're obviously still in love with him if you're lending him $3,000.
Don't feel bad for him, though, because he's probably minted if he's giving out $3,000.
I don't know.
I couldn't give out $3,000.
I know people that have literally, like... They'd be skint themselves and they'd like give every penny to their boyfriend because they were so irresponsible with money. And that could be really sweet. That's a big ick for me.
The thing is, when I think about it, I have just given $3,000 to HMRC. So.
Yeah, but they're not dicking you down every night.
So I mean, so more for me, to be honest.
Exactly.
He's just getting dicked down maybe by the ex. HMRC ain't doing shit for me.
Mm. Well, that's our advice. Judge Rinder.
Judge Rinder.
And I think, have you tried talking to his dad?
The mum might be a bit soft about it.
Might be a bit soft. He's probably a mummy's boy.
Has he got any siblings?
You could fuck one of his siblings.
Fuck his brother. 110%.
And just steal it back in some form. Steal some kind of ornament from his house. His mum's house.
Oh my God. Like his nan's ashes. Steal his nan's ashes.
We're just like peas in a pod, aren't we?
Steal his nan's ashes and scatter them on Judge Rinder's court.
Or sell him on eBay.
Or, even better, give them away on Facebook Marketplace. It's even worse. Don't even charge for them.
With a free candle.
Yeah. Three wick candle.
Three wick. Burn your own nan. With our three wick candles. Half price. Licky, licky. Licky, licky. Unhinged.
What's his name, Connor?
Connor, good luck. That's our advice.
Connor, DM me, because we want to know what you look like.
We want to know what... Everyone who writes in, we get so curious about how big your cock is.
I don't. Tom does, because he's thirsty. I would like to just, you know, see what your face is. I'd like to put a name to a face. Mm. And Tom would like to put a name to a face. Yeah.
Mm. Right. Next one.
Next.
What are you thinking?
Lonely.
Oh, no, Tom, don't.
London's a lonely place.
Oh, stabby. Right, lonely. This is from D.
D. D.
Age 24, from London.
The Shard in London.
I'm 24.
I loved that age. I really did.
I think I'm handsome, lol.
Did he write lol?
He did write lol.
I want next one.
Next. I am outgoing and fun-loving.
Slay.
I have a good career and all is going well in life, except...
Oh, good for you, mate.
Except...
Except what, love?
Your boy is lonely.
Oh...
I have a very high sex drive and guys generally hate that. I don't think that's true, babes.
That's not true.
We'll get to the end of it. They say they love it until they get it.
Well, how many times do you want to shag? If you're literally sat on this guy's dick like 24/7, then it's going to be a bit much.
They say, I have a high sex drive and guys generally hate that. They say they love it until they get it.
Yeah, but what then, are they getting? Like, carry on. Sorry.
Trying to let D have his story.
Sorry.
They say they love it until they get it. Then they say, I need therapy or shit like that.
Oh.
I tried suppressing it, but it made me depressed it. I made that up.
Oh my God, Dr. Seuss. I tried suppressing it, but they made me depressed it.
I don't know what to do. I need your help. Any advice? Laughing emoji.
So his sex drive's too high.
His sex drive is too high and people don't like it, so he says. And they say people love it. I mean, I kind of see where he's coming from. I'm like, I feel like when you first meet someone and someone's like gagging for sex all the time.
It's like, oh my God, there's so much. From the get-go, it's hot, yeah.
So much sexual chemistry, like we were shagging all the time. But then eventually...
Eventually, as relationships get going... At first, they're very, like, sexually driven. Obviously, you have a lot of chemistry and stuff, like, if you're in a good one, obviously.
But then after a while, like, you're just tired, you've had a shit day at work, you're like, oh, I can't my ass. Do you know what I mean? So I guess someone pestering could be a bit annoying after
I
a while.
I think what this person is implying, I don't know, I could be wrong here, mm-hmm. but I feel like this person is saying they have a high sex drive, i.e. he wants to shag everyone. I think that's the implication.
He wants to be opey-wopey.
Because I don't think he's saying, like, yeah. I want to have sex with my boyfriend all the time. I think he's saying, I want to have sex with lots of people and all the time.
Because
and
obviously...
people don't like that in monogies.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's probably implying. If you're not, I'm sorry.
Why are you putting words in... What's his name?
D.
Why are you putting words in D's mouth? D loves the D, so let him fucking
D
live.
D is the D.
I think it's obviously interesting because, like... sex and love can be two different things.
Love and sex and magic.
So I think that they can be separated, like they can.
Get your willies out, the album.
But I don't know, I just feel like you're gay. You're going to find someone that's as sexually driven as you.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I don't understand if you were a straight guy and you were like, oh my God, like, I'm really sexually active. Like, I can just separate sex from love and girls don't get it. Mm. I'd get that, mm-hmm. but you're a gay man.
You will easily
babes,
find someone.
You're going to be fine. You'll find someone that wants to be open.
From the sort of Lexit...
Brexit?
Brexit.
No, we're not talking about Brexit.
From the
like...
syntax of your message, I'm getting that you might be a bit of a dick.
Why are you attacking D? Who loves the D?
Yeah, I get the impression from your like message that you might be a bit of an arsehole.
Do you think? No, I don't know this. I feel like you're putting words in his mouth. He has not once said he wants to be open.
Maybe he doesn't.
He wants a lot of sex in a relationship, and I get that. Like, sometimes I think what he's saying, because I feel like you're shaming
poor
D.
I'm listening.
I feel like what he's saying is get into a relationship. As you say, from the beginning, it's very, very like steamy, lots of chemistry, lots of sexual chemistry. And then after a while, it does naturally start to die down a little bit, like the sexual chemistry, because it's not exciting anymore. It's not new. It's not naughty. It's not, oh, you're like, it's just, oh, it's every part of everyday life now. Mm. So what he's probably saying is that, like, he doesn't lose that. He wants to keep having sex. And it is tiring for some people. Some people are like, oh, I just, you know, need, you know, to relax tonight. I don't want to have sex. Mm. I think what he's saying is that, like, he has a really high sex drive. But I think the point still stands, babes. You're a faggot. You're going to be fine. You'll find someone with as high a sex drive as you.
And he's 24. I didn't find someone until I was 26. So,
but with like the same like,
and you obviously famously still haven't found someone. So,
excuse me.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Thank you very much.
What is it? You want people to know that you're single, available, ready to mingle? Oh, he's not happy with that, is he?
You're cutting that out. Thank you very much.
No, we won't. I do the cutting, as you know.
Snip, snip.
In fact, I'm going to put that in the trailer.
No, you better not.
What's your advice for this man?
I guess just keep looking. You're 24.
Maybe try a different app. I wonder where he's looking. Like,
go on Field.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
Field. We love Field.
We love Field.
It was
so
a fantastic
Field,
app.
Field.
You know what? It's a forward-thinking dating app, which doesn't cut corners.
Sponsor us.
Please. But it is. Like, try Phil, because there's going to be people on there that are going to be honest about what they want. And if you are a very sexy, different person, it's okay to be open about that.
Yeah, if you're on Hinge, like, you probably will find someone, but like...
The thing is, Hinge is good because you can put, if ever you want, short-term, long-term, whatever. Mm. Like, you can, now you can say, like, oh, I want short-term, so you just want to meet, vibe, have sex, whatever, have a little fling. Tinder, we all know it's for shagging anyway. Mm. Like, it is. But yeah, Field, it's just, it's not smoke and mirrors.
I think you're more likely to find someone there that matches your sex drive. And if then you meet someone that matches your sex drive and they still don't like you, then you probably are just an asshole.
And, gonna contradict that.
All right.
If you
That's unusual for you.
What about the underdog babes? Mm. If you do find someone like that, you know, matches your sex drive and then it's still not enough for you,
maybe do get some therapy.
Get your balls chopped off and get muted, my love, because you've got a problem.
I bet you anything, he'll find someone that is equally sexually driven as him,
yeah,
and then he won't like it.
Do you think?
I bet you anything.
I feel like you know this person because you've got a lot to say about D.
I genuinely don't.
You've got so much to say about D. You've had a D in your past.
No, I've had a few, love. at once.
You've had a D in your past.
No, I just, there's something about this message that makes me think this isn't the problem.
What?
I don't know.
This poor boy has written in for help and you're shaming him.
He's going to start tuning. He's going to stop listening now.
No, D, do not stop listening, please. You will find someone that matches your sexual drive. There's nothing wrong with having a high sexual drive.
No, there's not. And you will find someone. And if you don't, then you're an asshole. Next.
You know what? Careful, we're good. We balance each other out.
Careful with that glass.
Right, what are the other...
So the ones we've got left are... We've done Pay Pig. We've done Lonely. So
I didn't tell my Pay Pig story. Shall I tell it quickly? Oh my
Who's
God.
That? Visitors? Is it Adele?
Not Adele again.
Adele, get out.
I thought you were in Vegas for your residency, darling. What are you doing in Elephant and Castle? Get out.
Borough. We're in Borough.
No, Elephant and Castle.
I'd say we're in Borough.
Does Borough sound better?
Halfway between.
We're in Borough, darling. We're in Kensington Palace. We're in Kensington Gardens.
Back in Palace.
This episode is brought to you by Ripple nicotine-free vapes.
Jakey, you got to get off those vapes. You're going to get addicted, babes.
Addicted? To what?
Nicotine, babes.
It's got no nicotine in it, you stupid, stupid git.
Shut up.
It's a Ripple.
Oh, what?
It's got no nicotine in it. It's nicotine-free.
No.
No word of a lie, try it. It's so nice.
Oh, God, I'm a bit nervous.
It's delish. It's scrunch.
I've never had one of these before.
Try it. Have a little puff. Just a little puff. Thoughts?
Ooh. That's actually
it
lovely.
It slaps.
What is that, lavender?
Yeah, it's the dream one. It's for stress relief and relaxation. I like chonging on mine in bed before I go to sleep. It sends me right off. I also do a happy one.
Shut up. That's good for you.
Yeah.
You're going to need that.
Needed. Because you know that nicotine makes your anxiety and depression worse.
So for all our anxiously attached girlies,
ditch the normal vapes and get on the Ripples, the 0% nicotine plant-powered puffs. And for 15% off, you can use code WILLIESOUT at theRippleCo.co.uk.
Go on, girls.
Don't be sure.
Get off the nicotine.
Fuck nicotine. Fuck nicotine.
At the bottom.
At the arse, that's it, darling.
So we've got biceps and balls. And we've got Hot Property.
Oh my God, obviously biceps and balls.
All right, go on in. All right.
Oh, what's that?
So this is from Ellis, he's 29.
Ella?
Ellis.
Right, okay.
And they're from Cheltenham.
I kind of like it when a girl writes in.
I don't know if this is a girl.
Ellis? No, but I'm saying I thought it was Ella. So I'm saying I kind of like
it. It could be a girl. Ellis can be...
Ellis could be a
girl. No, it's a boy. It's a boy. Oh, right. Hi, Jake. I'm somewhat ashamed to admit this, but I've been cheating on my wife with my male personal trainer.
Wife? Wife?
A wife?
My wig.
Why?
My wife.
My wig.
My wife.
Gagged.
No, this isn't real.
Cheating on my wife with my male personal trainer.
These are too heavy. I'm not qualified for these.
Hot.
No, obviously, hot. I'd watch the porn video, yeah, but I don't condone it.
After a few weeks
of him... Oh my God, you know whose wife this is? Kerry Bees. It's Kerry Bees the wife.
She thinks it's a woman that he's texting, but no.
It's Alex, the PT. Alex the PT with the big biceps and
Alex,
the big balls.
She's in his phone, it's Alex PT. And she went, that Alexandra bitch, and he's like, yeah, Alexandra.
Yeah, Alexandra.
Burke.
Right, carry on. These are heavy, man.
So, yeah, I can't believe all this is going on in Cheltenham, of all places.
Cheltenham, not Essex. Is that Essex?
I've not heard.
We'll say, is it Essex? No, that's Chelmsford. I don't know where it is, but it's...
I really don't know. They have a race there, don't they? After a few weeks of him and I getting to know one another in the gym, we started meeting outside of the leisure centre.
No, this can't be real.
They started meeting outside of the leisure centre.
This is literally a porn video.
By the sounds of it, they made a leisure centre somewhere else.
Oh, they, you know what? Too much leisure.
To explore.
You're committed to a woman.
To explore our growing chemistry further.
What, like going what? Going for brunch?
This sounds like...
Going for muffins?
This sounds like fucking... what's that book... like
Fifty Shades of Grey.
Uh-huh.
No, it actually does.
Explore our growing chemistry further. We went on a date together.
A date? You're married to a woman?
I can't get more than three words out with you.
I'm so sorry. I'm shooketh.
We went on a date together and after a few drinks ended up sleeping together at his flat and this has now happened several
times. Right, you need to clarify sleeping. Were you just like snoozing?
They're shagging. Or was they're 100% shagging.
He was inside you. Okay.
And this has now happened several times. I wonder if he's the bottom in this. Yeah, he's personal trainer. He will be. This has now happened several times. So this is now an affair. What we would call an affair. How do do I tell my wife I've fallen in love with another man?
Oh my God, I cannot answer these questions. These are too heavy. And I'm not qualified.
You have a responsibility to Ellis from Cheltenham. And
oh my God.
How do I tell my wife I've fallen in love with another man and that I'm leaving her for him? I know this will cause hurt, but I just love him so much.
Oh no, don't, because I'm going to cry because I've been there.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I've had an affair from my wife.
You've had an affair?
Yeah.
Why have the lights just gone off?
What the fuck? What's the time?
I'm shitting myself. That was actually really scary. It's only 8 o'clock. Can you go and turn them on? I'm really nervous. No, the telly's still on. Oh, it's back.
I think because we were sat still.
Oh ages. My God. That oh my really God. Made me poo myself.
Sorry, carry on.
No, we were on a roll. What he's saying is he's married to his wife.
As people typically are.
Wait, so he's married to his wife. Wait, so like, what is he to do with his wife then? What's the correlation? They're married.
Right. How long have they been married for? Did they get married abroad?
Undisclosed.
Was there a drinks package at the wedding? Because that's how I need to know like how serious it is. Mm. If there was a free bar, then that's a serious marriage.
What I'm objecting to here is you think you're in love with your personal trainer.
You do realise he's shagging everyone. You do realise,
he's
Ellis,
shagging all of his
he's
clients.
He's shagging male, female, non-binary.
Animals.
He's shagging the...
Cut that out.
The animals.
Sheep.
Goats.
Weights.
Pigs.
Shagging
the weights. He's shagging everyone. He's sending all of his clients. So one, you're not in love with him. Two, the grass is never always greener. But at the same time, you could be gay.
You and if might you are, you... we have a suspicion.
Possibility you could
you might
be, gay.
Be gay.
You could have an affiliation
it could
for
be,
biceps
it could
and
be
balls.
Bisexual. Biceps, bold, and bisexuals. Chapter 3.
He could. You could be bisexual. So, this is my take. If you genuinely think you are gay, and you think, I've married my wife because I've been, you know, lying to myself, mm-hmm. I'm gay.
It's time to cause the hurt.
It's time to cause the hurt. Because you're only, one, prolonging the hurt if you don't talk about it now. Because trust me, gay to gay, it will come out eventually. Like, it will. So you're going to delay the hurt for your poor wife, or if you genuinely think you're gay, then you need to tell her ASAP, rip the Band-Aid off. It's going to hurt, but it's inevitable. It's
and also,
happen.
If you're bi and you haven't explored this thing with men before, realistically, you probably do need to do that as well.
Still speak to
because
her.
Because otherwise you'll never... No, not even just speak to her. Like, you probably
oh
do
God.
Need to leave her. Only because, and I only say this because I'm yeah. like, if you're a bisexual man in your like... Oh, he's 29.
What the fuck?
You got a wife?
You're 29?
Got a wife.
I'm 28.
What I mean, you're still young.
You're still young. I think, realistically, you have time to leave your wife and find someone new.
Sorry, wife. Yeah, but the poor wife. But at the same time, I say the poor wife, but at the same time, no, it's poor wife because you married her in the first place. Uh-huh.
Well, no, not necessarily.
If you're bi. No, if you're bi as well, yeah.
But I do think that, like, even I shagged someone once who had been with his girlfriend for like 7 years, right? And he just dumped her.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he just dumped
That's
her.
That's so hot. Who was it?
No comment.
Numbers. I need numbers.
His name was Josh from Reading.
Josh from the Shard in London.
He like had been with his girlfriend for like 7 years or something crazy, and he had just dumped her, and I was his first gay, like, escapade.
Gay bits and bobs. Yeah.
And he was like, oh yeah, I just sort of felt like I had to explore this part of me. Even if I end up with a woman eventually, like, you couldn't go your whole life without trying it.
It's the old age tale of a slut phase. I think everyone needs one. Mm-hmm. Genuinely. Everyone needs... You know what? Actually, some people don't.
I don't think he has kids.
I think gays need a slut phase.
I think everyone does. I mean,
everyone needs a phase where they're messy.
He doesn't even need to be
slutty.
He doesn't even need to be slutty. He just needs to be able to try it. I mean, he's obviously tried it already.
Oh, babes, he's been pummeled. His back doors have been smashed in already, babes. Don't worry.
You need to try dating men and like shagging a few men and like just exploring that part of you as an identity thing.
Yeah.
And you might end up with a woman. You might end up with a man. Who knows?
But listen,
like, ultimately, yeah, you're right. You do have to leave your wife.
No. I'm going to contradict that.
Divorce is on the cards.
You know what? This is really good because we do contradict each other. We have different views.
Yeah, you're fucking wrong.
You're wrong. It's 2024. I don't know your wife. Okay? You're both in your 20s. I'm going to assume your wife's in her 20s. If she's not, then...
Some old granny boobs.
Either you're a nonce or you're a cougar chaser. So, you're both in your 20s. It's 2024. I do believe that, like, generations, like, our generation and generations below are kind of questioning
traditional values when it comes to relationships and saying, hey, not all relationships need to look the same, you know? So I don't know your wife. I don't know...
My wife.
I don't know what her views are about things like this. But is there something said... I don't think you straight off need to leave your wife. Is there something said about having an open conversation with your wife? As much as it could hurt and it could go the other way. But is it worth saying you could have a conversation with her and just be open and honest? Don't admit that you've been shagging your PT.
Well, this
darling.
Is that was what
no,
I was going to ask
don't
you.
Don't be admitting
in
that.
This conversation.
Don't admit it. Just say you've had feelings
so you think
about
you should
guys. Lie. Yeah, no, I do.
About
I think
the affair.
No,
because I thought that and I felt guilty for thinking.
No,
that.
I think sometimes you should lie about the affair. Like, spare her feelings a little bit, okay? Speak to him, to her. Sorry. I speak about the PTs. So sorry, confused. Speak to her and she'll say, I had these feelings about guys. Let's have an open conversation about it. She could turn around and say, I've had these feelings about girls. You don't know. Mm. How about we
imagine?
How, you know what I mean?
Uno reverso.
I've been licking out the maid, babes. I've been munching the maid's carpet for weeks. She could say that. And also, I just think, like, she could turn around and say, oh, I'm in, like,
I'd like to
about
explore
girls.
As well.
Or, like, why don't we explore it together? Like, I want to support you.
Ooh,
I love you. I don't want to leave
hot.
You. Because if you really love her, so don't leave her. Have an open conversation.
But he
if
is it, saying that he loves his personal trainer also. That's tricky.
You can love. Can you love two people? That's another question.
I think you can. But
you think
I,
you can?
But I don't think he loves his personal trainer.
I don't think you can
I
be in love
with two
people.
I think he's just infatuated.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
He's never lust. He's never been with a man before.
It's lust.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming. I understand that.
Yeah. You lust the PT, you love the wife.
Okay, well, I like that advice. Lie about the affair. Spare her feelings. Not because we condone lying, but we condone
But sometimes just being
empathy.
Openly... Because don't condone lying, but sometimes when people just say, no, I have to tell the truth wholeheartedly... I get why people say that, but at the same time...
It's like when you ask me, like,
you can spare
does this
feelings.
T-shirt look good? And, I, you know, I did say, no, it looks horrible. but you did still choose to wear it anyway, so...
But you could have also...
I could have said...
Had a little white lie and spared my feelings so I didn't cry in the bathroom for 10 minutes.
But that would have been disingenuous.
It would.
And I was sparing your feelings, which, you know, people are going to be writing in saying, oh, God, that shit.
Sorry, what's his name? Ellis.
Ellis.
So, Ellis, what Tom is saying is tell her that you shagged the PT because you have to be
No, no, I go back on that. I do think we should... I think to have a chance of saving your wife's feelings and potentially conserving the relationship, if that's what you want to do, you probably do need to lie about that.
No, you do. Just, like...
Oh God, that's awful.
No, it's not awful. I think sometimes, you know, what's that? That's that line by Taylor Swift... You
I'm
call
feeling
me up
22.
Well, he's not. He's 29, sorry, Lynn. He's getting on her back.
Doesn't quite work then, does it?
He's, no. The lyric is, you call me up again just to break me like a promise. And then what she says, this is a line that rings true to me. Sometimes I think, sometimes you don't have to be wholeheartedly, completely honest. So casually cruel in the name of being honest. So casually cruel in the name of like I'm
Are
just
still
being
lyrics?
Honest. Yeah, I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. Okay,
I'm just being honest.
Sometimes,
you're a fucking bitch.
Sometimes it comes across cruel. We don't have. Sometimes you can filter. So have the honest conversation. And if she says, "Yeah, I fucking love that. That's so hot." Say, "Well, I've been getting bummed by him, bummed by the boss, bummed by the PT." Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? So just have the open conversation because you never know. It's 2024. Mm. She could say. Let's get the maid involved. Yeah. You get the PT involved.
Good luck to Ellis
Orgy.
And his PT.
Absolutely.
Film it and send it to us. last one then. Do you want to hear the last one?
What's the last one? Biceps
hot property.
And balls.
That was biceps and balls.
Right.
Hot property. This is hot property. And this is from Amy.
Oh my God.
Haggy waggy woo woo.
And my cousin's called Amy.
Is she 35? From London.
The Shard. No, London. She's not. She's 14. So
oh, maybe she's been kind to herself there.
Hopefully she will not be listening,
so
actually.
This is Amy, 35, from London. Jake.
Okay.
Very forceful start.
Jake.
Full stop.
That's my voicemail, you know? When you call me, it goes...
I know.
Jake.
It's jarring as fuck.
Can't take this call right now.
Jake.
People always take the piss out of me for
it's
it.
It's so cringe.
It's like, Jake. Cannot take this phone call right now.
Okay, so...
Jake.
My sex driver's got me in a pickle at work.
Oh, been there.
Oh, you sex drive fiends.
Have you had a wank at work? 3, 2, 1.
No.
Yes. Oh.
Unless I'm working from home. Does that count?
I've wanked... Like, when I was a teenager, when I'd work... I'm not going to name the establishments, but I'd have wanks in the toilet because I'd just be
Primark.
So horny. Primark.
I used to work at Primark.
I used to work at McDonald's. come to the burgers.
Retail girlies. So her sex drive's got her in a pickle at work. I work as an estate agent in London, and I'm lucky enough to work.
They're always the horniest, though, the estate agents.
Not a single sentence I can get out.
They are, though.
I'm work as an estate agent in London, and I'm lucky enough to work with some high-end clients with very expensive properties. Can you tell where this is going? Sometimes before reviewing,
shout out a client. In one of the properties.
Sometimes before reviewing, I arrive about an hour before at a property, and as we have keys, I often invite my boyfriend when he's not at work so we can do the dirty inside.
No, that's hot. That's so hot.
As it's a huge turn on for us to have sex in these lavish penthouses.
Oh my god, no. Yes, Amy.
So iconic.
Amy, you're a fucking icon.
Amy,
oh,
come on the pod because we
want
to talk.
We want you as a guest. That's so jokes.
However, recently,
oh god,
I accidentally left the downstairs front door to a property unlocked, and the clients I was scheduled to show around let themselves in early and found the two of us on the kitchen table.
Not on the kitchen, not on the bloody, not on the marble,
on the kitchen table,
not on the granite.
I wonder if it was a kitchen island.
Who knows? We'll never know.
Risky,
Amy,
it's narrow.
Amy, come on, we need details.
They mistook us for the owners. But I'd have said, yeah, we are the owners. Anyway, sorry,
wait,
bye.
Were they shagging? They yes. got caught shagging?
Yes, on
wait,
the kitchen table.
What's the position they were in? Because I need to know.
Unknown, undisclosed.
The butter churner.
They mistook us.
Do you know what the butter churner is?
No.
Do you know what the butter churner is?
Could you please do a demonstration?
Right, so she's there.
Do you need a partner? Sit down.
She's there.
Sit down.
Legs up, bent down. Imagine butter churning, but just butter churning in the
So
in
you're
the
on top.
Going butter like churning, this. Yeah.
Sounds quite challenging logistically.
It's exhausting. It's literally cardiolavascular. What is it? Mm-hmm. Cardiolavascular.
Cardiolavine.
What is it? Cardiovascular.
I really don't know what you're saying.
Cardio, when it's like cardi.
Cardiovascular.
Cardiovascular.
Jesus Christ.
What did I say?
I don't even know.
Cardiolavascular.
It sounds like Slovakian or something.
Cardiolavascular.
So they mistook us for the owners, but I had to explain I was the agent assigned to show them round. I wouldn't have admitted that.
I would have said, oh my God, the owners, I'm so sorry, bye. The agent should be here soon. Yeah. Go put on those glasses with the moustaches on, the disguise.
And a hat.
Hello, my name is the agent.
Hello, I'm here to show you around. To say I was mortified and embarrassed was an understatement. They reported it, and I have a disciplinary with HR. I'm afraid to say you have lost your job.
You've been fired.
My boss and the board of directors in January. Oh, no.
What? We need answers,
I'm terrified,
Amy.
I'm going to get fired. What do I do? Well, unfortunately,
I feel like, no, you're fully, you've been fired.
100% you've been fired.
100% you've shagged on a property that you were selling.
You're going to struggle to get a reference.
Babe, she's on the streets right now. Do not kick her while she's
the
down.
The real question here for Amy is, what new industry should she work in? Any ideas?
I think that she should go into accounting.
Right. Can you explain that?
Well, do you know what accounting's code for?
No. Oh, my tummy's rumbled. It's because you didn't get a meal deal for me.
I actually didn't.
Staravan.
I got myself one, though. What actually, I got a reduced sandwich from Tesco.
All I've had is a tuna baguette from Pret today.
Oh, they're nice. They're line caught.
That's good.
That's good. No nets here, darling. Destroying the oceans. So I would say...
Why
no,
accountant?
Accountant is basically code for OnlyFans.
Oh,
interesting. Oh, my God. You should start on OnlyFans, and it should be like... Start on OnlyFans and try and get another job. I know you probably
as
won't.
As an agent. This is the thing.
As
you were going to say,
agent, yeah, but then
shag,
shag around all the big penthouses.
That would have been a really good idea originally. Unfortunately, you've got caught and you didn't use the moustache idea. So
you didn't use the disguise.
If only we'd got in touch. If only you'd got
called
in touch before you did the shagging.
Amy, we have an emergency hotline. You should have called us.
Yeah, call 999.
999. Give it a call and just ask for Jake and Tom on Willie's Out podcast. Still going very well.
Oh, bless you, Amy. I mean, if this is true, like, I absolutely rate you.
If it's true, you're an icon.
Because that is, like, that's for the plot. You've done that for the plot.
Oh, my God. And you know
and
what?
And the plot is sticking.
No, but, babes, the thing is, for me, sometimes you do things for the plot and it doesn't really bode you that well. Like, things... Sometimes doing it for the plot is good a few times and then you get caught and suddenly you lose your job. And
then you're homeless on the street, under the bridge, like a homeless.
God, I hope she's okay, genuinely. Amy, I hope you're okay if you're listening.
But OnlyFans is a good shout. because no one's going to judge you for it. In fact, you could be like, you could get quite well known for being the woman that shagged in the penthouse. She probably felt, knowing her, as I do very well, obviously.
We go way back.
She is quite kinky, so she probably filmed them all.
So, Amy, OnlyFans is the answer. Good shout. Good shout. Yeah. Why not, man? Like, honestly, you obviously have a high sex drive, and you and your boyfriend are probably kinky as fuck. Why not just film it and make money from it?
I think she's probably filmed it already. Pop them on OnlyFans and then just continue, maybe not in penthouses.
Well, just try and change your name, your identity, or maybe just live somewhere else, another country.
Shave your head
or get a Frankie from the Saturdays haircut.
What's that?
Frankie from the Saturdays.
Who's that?
I'm doing nothing, because then at least I'm doing nothing wrong. No?
No, we don't recommend that. We do recommend doing something, even if it's wrong, as we said to Ellis, you know.
Break the rules.
Yeah, OnlyFans, I think that sounds fun.
There we go, OnlyFans, shout. Okay, so that's the end of episode one, season two. So how was that for you, producer Tom? How did I perform?
I have to say, it wasn't any easier to control you.
What, being next to me? Like, yeah.
Next to me. Woo-hoo. Oh, we both went for the harmony.
We did, so we're both tenors. We're both tenors.
Hi, tenors.
So tune in next week for, who knows, surprise.
Surprise.
Sausage surprise.
So, thanks for listening, everyone. I'm going to do the bit that Jake never fucking does.
You know what? This is so good here because I'm really bad at it. So you do that.
Please leave us a review.
100%.
Give us 5 stars.
6.
5. Yeah, if you can, give us 6.
If it's possible, yeah.
And just write us a little line. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be verbose. But just say... Love
so
it.
So funny.
Like Maria Watkins does. Maria Watkins.
Watkins,
leaves
mum.
A comment on all the Spotify episodes and says, love this episode.
Does she actually?
Yeah.
Oh, my mum's so cute. So thank cute. You, mum. I love you.
But if we could all take a leaf out of Maria's book.
Maria, you're an icon, babe. Comments. Gay icon.
Really helps us.
Yeah, it does.
With our podcast rankings on Apple.
Ranky, banky, wee wee.
Ranky, banky, wee wee. And if you want to send us your willies, send us an email at hello@willies@podcast.co.uk. Mm-hmm. Send us an Instagram DM. Send us a Twitter DM. Oh, it's not Twitter anymore, is it?
X.
Who's really using that anymore?
No one uses it. Get life of using it.
Sorry, X. Sorry, Elon.
Elon Musk.
And the other thing to say is...
Slay. 100%.
Bye.
Genuine. Bye.
Love you a lot.
Love you. Because it's season. That's cute.
Is there anything else to say? Tune in next week.
Tune in next week. If you've not subscribed, please subscribe because it would mean the world.
Oh, yeah, subscribe.
Just subscribe.
Oh, and also, this episode, if you've not already realised, is going to be released on YouTube.
For the first time. We've got a big fat screen, haven't we?
Big fat screen. Look at
me. Big fat screen.
Hello, YouTubers. Hello.
Big fat screen.
I'm going to point in some random direction. I've never used YouTube before, but I'm like, subscribe now.
Subscribe here. The notification bell. Ding.
What else do they do on YouTube? And leave a comment and
below.
And say, leave us
good video, bros.
Good video, baby boys.
Guys.
Sexy
guys,
boys.
Sexy guys.
And yeah.
And live.
Bye.
Bye. See you next week. Gay Willies out. Gay Willies out. See ya.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.